Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It was another close game for the New England Patriots at Gillette Stadium yesterday, but unlike a week ago when they won, the Patriots came away losers. They fell to the Carolina Panthers yesterday 33-30, thanks to a Carolina field goal as time expired in the game. Pats defensive captain Devin McCourty after the game.
We didn't make plays. We gave up plays. Guys wide open. I think the hard thing is we're practicing hard. We're doing well in practice, and it's not showing up on Sunday. So that falls on all of us to just look in the mirror and do what we got to do out here.
With us this morning to talk about all this, as he is after most games, is ESPN.com football writer Mike Reese. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for coming into the studio.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me.
So Devin McCourty really had it right. The defense dropped the ball yesterday.
Wow, did it ever. We haven't seen a poorly played defense like that at Gillette Stadium for a Patriots home game in a long time. And you look at the four games that the Patriots have played now, and it's been a pretty consistent theme for them. They're giving up an average of 456 yards per game, which is just an astronomical number for them.
So what areas of the Pats defense need to improve, or is it across the board?
Well, it's across the board, but let's start with the one area that stands out more than most, and it's the secondary, the players in coverage, your cornerbacks and safeties, and two things from this game. Number one, penalties. Cornerback Stephon Gilmore was their big free agent signing this offseason, $65 million contract, and he had two costly penalties in this game, one of which would have given the ball back to the Patriots to possibly win the game if he didn't commit that penalty.
Because it came on a third down.
It came on a third down.
And the Pats had stopped the Panthers at that point, too.
Had stopped them, and he was on the other side of the play, Bob, and his hands got up into a receiver's face. And then the other part of it is not just Stephon Gilmore, but the communication among cornerbacks and safeties. Basically, when you have two or three receivers running down the field, they split in different directions, and the Patriots look like they're bumper cars. You know, they don't even know which direction to go to account for each receiver. So they're communication for each of them to trust each other to know which direction to go needs to improve greatly.
What about the Pats offense? Tom Brady had a pretty good day as a quarterback. They had another exciting late game rally, but it doesn't feel like they've dominated any team they've played yet.
Well, they haven't dominated, but I would say when you score 30 points, that should be enough to win most games in the league. And Tom Brady finished 32 of 45 for 307 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions. So that's a good enough performance, you'd think, for them to win on most days.
Tom Brady was hit seven times yesterday, and he was sacked three times. A big concern?
It is a concern, especially given that he's 40 years old, and part of that is that they're trying to get the football down the field more, a little bit more of a vertical offense, so he's holding on to the ball a little bit longer than he has in the past when he used to go for more of those short passes.
They don't exactly have a lot of time to correct these problems this week because they play again this coming Thursday night in Tampa. So what do they do?
Well, it's not going to have really any physical practice. It's all mental practice where they look at the film and try to correct it and rely on their experience to pull them through against a Tampa team that's pretty good with Jameis Winston, their quarterback, one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL.
Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPN and offers regular analysis on Monday mornings here on WBUR. Mike, good to see you. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.